it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Join Malzy. This guy's everywhere. Tomorrow at Rally House on General Robinson Street, North Shore, from 10 until noon. Get some pit gear before the brawl. Get your black and gold gear for the home opener on Sunday. And register for your chance to win $250 in Rally House gift cards. Donnie Football with you on 93.7 The Fan for about, well, not quite 20 more minutes because the break will take us into 2 p.m. The guys in the afternoon, Malzy and Pony, they are ready to go for a Football Friday. We are about a dozen minutes away from the 50-minute mark on The Fan, which is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. And What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And it is time for our picks, Austin. Now, Joe is out. I don't know if you communicated with him. I assume we don't have his picks yet. Maybe
we do not.
Get
them, I will get his picks.
Yeah, by tomorrow, since there will be a couple of college games into the mix here. So what, 8 games, Austin, and you can give the rundown of what the records are so far.
Yeah, so Donnie, last week you went 5-3.
Oh, nice week.
Bounce
nice
back week for Donnie. You are now 6-10. But Joe had a better week. Joe went 6-2.
No!
Joe, he's now 7-9. I'm sure he's smiling somewhere. I went 3-5. I was awful. I'm now 6-10. I'm tied with you.
Okay.
Going into this week.
Basically all even.
Let's start off with some college games. Number 18, South Florida, one of the big surprises of the year. They're at number 5, Miami. The line is 17.5 in favor of the Hurricanes.
Oh, man. That feels a little steep to give South Florida that much. I feel like they can keep it within that. I mean, I don't think they're going to win, but I think they can lose by like 2 touchdowns. So I will take USF against Carson Beck's Hurricanes on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm with you, Donnie. I don't think that USF is going to pull off an upset. If they do, they're going to be ranked a top 10 team in the country. Miami's going to end up winning this game. They got a good chance to make the playoff, but USF will not have Miami cover. Number 16, Texas A&M is at number 8, Notre Dame. Notre Dame is 0-1 on the season. They had a bye last week, and now they get to play their first home game.
That's a very odd spot to have a bye week. What'd you say the line was again?
6.5, Notre Dame.
I will go with the Irish. They had the loss against Miami in a spot where, I mean, I picked Notre Dame to win. I thought they would win the game outright against the U in that first big weekend of the college football season. That didn't happen. They come back home. They have their feet under them a little bit. I will take Notre Dame to win the game and cover.
That's one of the games that I got right in picking against Notre Dame last week or 2 weeks ago. I think ultimately Notre Dame will win at home, but it does worry me that A&M might end up making this a field goal game. Notre Dame will bounce back and win their first game of the year. Crazy that the 8th team in the country has not won a game through 2 weeks. Villanova at number 2, Penn State. The line is now 48.5, Donnie. Penn State has not covered in the last 2 weeks. I'm going to pick them this week again. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just stupid. That might be the case. But I'm going to pick them to blow out Villanova because I feel like James Franklin just wants to absolutely lay the lumber on some team because, I mean, they have not played that well. They've not played like a number 2 team in the country, I guess we should say, over the first 2 weeks of the season. I think they'll win it by 50.
Now, here's my question, Austin. Is Penn State repaying the favor to Villanova, and are they playing in basketball? That should have been the deal done here. Like, hey, you know, we'll play you in football. We'll take our lumps. You guys can beat us for 60 minutes, but we want to play hoops.
Pitt basketball is playing against Penn State this year. How about that? In Central
I know,
PA?
That's pretty cool. I mean,
so football is the only sport that they won't play against each other.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Villanova, their end of the deal, they should have gotten Penn State in basketball because that would look like a win on their schedule. Man, I mean, they have let me down a little bit the first two games, because it's not even as if they haven't covered. They weren't even really close to it last week, because it was in somewhere. It was somewhere in the mid 40s last week, I believe, against FIU.
Yeah, 42.5.
And they basically sleptwalked the whole way through the first half. They were only up 10-0. They never really had a prayer to cover. I'm going to take Villanova to not lose by 50 in this game. Penn State will destroy them, but they won't destroy them by 50-plus.
Yeah, that's probably the smart pick. Pitt, 7.5-point favorites at West Virginia, Donnie. 7.5 is a big number.
Yeah, I like WVU here to cover. I think this will be a much tougher game than we are anticipating. Listen, I would love to see Pitt go in there and blow them out. I would love to see a 34-7 win, something of a statement made by Pat Narduzzi and his boys. I just think that a game like this, it really is one where the records don't matter. It's early in the season. West Virginia was embarrassed last week by Ohio. And I do believe that this game means a ton to Rich Rodriguez. His legacy in West Virginia, so many people think of that 13-9 game, and they think of this guy was the coach that blew it against a bad Pitt team in the backyard brawl with a chance to play in the national title game at stake. I don't think West Virginia will win the game outright, but I think they keep it close. Give me the Mountaineers plus 7.5.
I don't think West Virginia will ultimately win either. It wouldn't stun me if they ultimately do, being at home. 3:30 game time, I don't think, favors the Mountaineers. If this is a night game at Milan Puskar Stadium, I'd feel better about WVU's chances of winning it. But yeah, after the embarrassing loss to Ohio, Rich Rod, I think, just needs to be able to show face a little bit. Like, look, obviously the expectations coming back are not that West Virginia is going to become the ultimate power that it was under Rich Rod before. It's going to take some time, especially in an NIL transfer portal era. But I do think that they keep this a touchdown game, maybe even a field goal game West Virginia will cover. Eagles are 1.5-point favorites at the Chiefs, Donnie.
So this is very close to a pick'em. We asked Nick Kostos about this game when he was on around noon. And if you want the skinny on really any of these NFL games this weekend, go back and listen to that on your Odyssey app. I'm going to go with Philly here. I know it's very tough to ever bet against Patrick Mahomes as an underdog at home, which has not happened much in his career, especially when he really came onto the scene. I just think Philly is the team that in a real pick'em-like game here is the better one. I will go with the Eagles minus the 1.5 at KC. It will also get people dancing on the graves, probably prematurely, of the Chiefs after Sunday.
As much as I'd like to see the Chiefs lose this game, I don't think that they will at home. There's something about playing the team that beat you in the Super Bowl the next year, which I don't think has happened very often in the NFL world over the last 10 to 15 years.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But when, being the next season, when the Chiefs take the field and Travis Kelce is back out there and Taylor Swift is shown 13 times with a new diamond ring on her finger, I think the Chiefs will end up ultimately winning this game, and they will not go to 0-2. There will not be a mass panic in Kansas City and trade for Tyreek Hill out of an abundance of panic. I think that the Chiefs ultimately win. Browns at Ravens. The Ravens are 11.5-point favorites, Donnie. Big number.
Yeah, before the Browns made some of the dumbest comments, really Grant Delpit making one of the dumbest comments I've ever seen from an NFL player yesterday, I felt really good, actually, about the Browns because of the number. I think I'm going to stick with them here +11.5 in Baltimore. This is the first time we have seen Cowboy Joe Flacco go back to Baltimore since he left. And he certainly left on good terms. Yeah, he ended up getting benched for Lamar Jackson, but he went about it in a very professional manner. And I think the fans there will give him a nice reception, even though he's wearing a Browns uniform. The Ravens also have an odd tendency in some early season games to have a weird one where they either lose outright or play it very close against an inferior opponent. They did it last year against the Raiders and Gardner Minshew. I think it happens here. Cleveland +11.5 to keep it close.
The Ravens changed their app so that it looked like 1996, and they said, no, the app is not broken. We're celebrating 30 years of Ravens football. Where, oh yeah, Cleveland went to Baltimore, stole their franchise, and has beaten up on them like little brother for the last 30 years. I think the Ravens will bounce back, win big after the loss against the Bills. Jags are at the Bengals. 3.5 points is what Cincinnati is favored by here, Don.
Yeah, and I think Cincinnati will get them by about a touchdown in this game. I think Jacksonville is a playoff team because I think they will win the worst division in the AFC. I think Joe Burrow breaks out of that funk that he was in week one, and Cincy covers the 3.5 points.
7 yards. That's the number in the second half that Cincinnati had against the Browns. Look, I think the Bengals will ultimately win this game, but I do think that Jacksonville will keep it to a field goal. Surprise some people. I like Trevor Lawrence. Liam Cohen had a good debut against Carolina. Jags, give me them to not win it, but to cover. All right. Steelers, Seahawks, the number continues to shift. It's now at 2.5 in favor of the Steelers. Donnie, what's your pick?
Yeah, and if it's only a field goal they have to cover, I definitely like the Steelers in this game. I think they have the advantage at head coach. They have the advantage at quarterback, and it's not often that I feel the Steelers have a better offense than their opposition. The defense, I think, almost by default has to play better as well. I don't see a blowout here, but I think it is a 6-10 point win for Pittsburgh on Sunday. Give me the Steelers to cover the 2.5 points.
I think we're going to get another big scoring game. I have 28-24. The Steelers win it, Donnie. I'm still concerned about the Steeler defense. I do think that giving Aaron Rodgers his first game in Pittsburgh with DK Metcalf revenge game, those guys are going to go off. 100 yards for Metcalf. Touchdown for DK Metcalf. It's a close game for a while, but the Steelers end up pulling it out in the fourth.
Nick Farrell, Ray Fittipaldo, Nate Breisinger, Nick Costos, Bob Walk. Want to thank all of those guys for joining the conversation. Want to thank you for tuning in and joining the fun as well. Austin, great work behind the glass. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Sunny today and a high of 81. The PM team is next. Donnie Football signing off on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.